Welcome to the Swolenormous Audio Experience.
All right, fam, I am back in South Florida. Kind of sucks because I recorded like a 10-minute bit earlier and it didn't save, didn't record, couldn't salvage it. So note to self, don't do long recording in this app because it didn't go through and that sucks because there's some pretty good content. But this is some great content too because the content comes from within. It comes from within Papa Swolio's soul. So there's always more. There's always more. So I just finished, loud as fuck, I just finished episode 794, you could yell louder, I can't hear you, so rude, don't you know I'm recording, it's only for the audio experience, fuck, alright, so today was episode 794, and I just banged out a great podcast. If you didn't catch it, go over to the Daily Swole podcast and listen in to 794 and even watch it because I covered the reverse crunch and I actually brought the video up and broke it down step by step. So if you're looking to increase your core strength and you're interested in the difference between core stability, core activation, and core strength, check that out because it's a great tutorial. I'll be doing a lot more content like that. I'm super stoked for some of the stuff I have coming up this week. Great topics. So I hope you tune in for that. I'll see you all after this workout. I'll come back and hit you up again. I'm going to go do some chest and back, bang out a quick one, maybe about 45 minutes to an hour, and just go as heavy as I feel like it, but get a good sweat going and get myself back into the flow. It's amazing that now, since I came back to Florida, all of a sudden the weather, I just feel like lifting. I didn't really feel like lifting in Cleveland. I felt dry, I felt scratchy, I felt stiff, but I don't know if it's the weather or just the fact that I'm home and I'm kind of like in my element, but I'm back, baby. So I'm going to get my pump on and I'll see you all in a little bit. All right, just had a great chest and back pump. It's hot, it's humid. Daddy is home. It is official. I'm happy with my workout. I actually literally did the workout. I wanted to survive. I didn't want to necessarily destroy myself. I wanted to have a sick pump, which was a success. The pump was had. And hold on, there's a fire truck. I thought they're coming after me because Papa Swolio's burning so many calories. No, but on the real, today was a... Jesus Christ. What could possibly be that important? I guess saving someone's life, I suppose. Anyway, so today's workout wasn't trying to make be-all, end-all progress. Part of me was just thinking, I'm dehydrated, I know. So I feel like I hydrated enough to get through today's workout. But towards the end, I just felt a little tired, exhausted, probably a little dry in the joints. I didn't want to cramp up or anything like that. You know, I'm a little bit stiff from the week. I didn't really work out this week. I did some yoga and I did like a total body workout on Thursday, I think it was. It was a Thursday or Friday. I think it might have been, it was either Thursday or Friday, I forget. But I really didn't work out that much since last Monday when I did chest and back. So it's been a week, which is perfect. But at the same time, I wasn't really that active, so I could be really sore. So I'd rather do the workout and get a good little pump but not feel too banged up and then come back and crush it later on in the week, do like a 4 or 5 day rest. But tomorrow will probably be either legs or some shoulders and arms, probably legs, probably lower body, something functional, single leg, RDL, stretching, nothing too light, a little bit more moderate, high volume, moderate, higher repetitions, nothing too crazy, see how I feel. But I'm excited. I feel good to be back. The moisture, the humidity, it's amazing how my body's responding to it. It's not crazy at all. It's not anything, you know, it's not hitting me hard, the humidity. It's just, it's normal now. And I realize how much the humidity drop and the difference in humidity made for me in Ohio. It was hot, but the humidity difference really made a big, it felt a lot different inside my body. I really didn't feel like working out. You know, I really didn't feel like working out. I didn't feel like pushing it. It was a combination of the change of environment, hanging out, not having my own transportation, but I had every opportunity to go to the gym, so that's not an excuse or a reason. I just, my body felt kind of just dry and scratchy, but I'm back. I feel good, got a good sweat, and I'm on back and hit the ground running. So I got to walk the dog. I'm hungry. I almost kind of want to go without meat today. I might have mentioned that earlier. I did a sweet potato before I worked out. I'm not really, kind of want to detox a little bit. Had more beer in the past week than I have in the past 5 fucking months. Easy. So I am just, you know, reeling from that. I've been having a little bit of a headache. I think it might have been from the gluten or from the wheat or something, but it could also be dehydration from drinking or something along those lines. But anyway, getting back to the flow, feeling good. I feel accomplished. I'm in a very positive mood. I just feel good about things, looking forward to my workouts this week. I think it's going to work out fantastic. And yeah, it's just nice to be back. So I'll talk to you later. I'll hit you up. Love you guys. Peace out. So I never actually came back and followed up after the last post. So some of these audio experiences are kind of span over 2 days, which is cool. I don't feel the need to have to rush out content day to day here. This is more like a natural flow. So right now, turn that fan off. Temperature dropped. It's cold. The air conditioning is actually cold in the house now because it rained. It cooled everything off. I've done some good content already. Working on a couple other shifts to bring some new, I don't want to say new stuff to either Instagram and Facebook. Trying to bring in some more content based on questions, Q&A, and I'm also shifting to do more calls and stuff for the daily Swole. So that's also super exciting, which I said I wanted to do more content, either calls or using video. Now, so if there's not a call, a lot of stuff with video, breaking down exercise on the show, talking nutrition, but a lot of discussions with the community. So bringing on more calls, having guests, getting towards video guests, which I will be getting and doing Skype stuff and things where you can see the person live on the show. So that's cool. I'm eating a sweet potato right now. Just had some watermelon, had my Bulletproof coffee earlier, been drinking plenty of water, and I'm going to go get a pump on in a little bit because I have a live call for the show tonight at 6, about 3 o'clock right now. So I'm going to eat this, go work out from about 4 to 6 or so, 4 to 5, 5:30, and then come back and bang out, the podcast and then, you know, continue with the grind and the hustle. Let's see. Aside from that, I really do want to keep on focusing on things like Instagram TV and Instagram stories. And it's just becoming a lot of, I don't know, it's becoming a big drag in many ways. I love posting, and I love posting where people want to consume, but it pulls me in different directions. It pulls me away from time to spend editing my programs for Swolenormous X. It takes me away from doing other kinds of content like that. So one of the things I juggle a lot is how to create content that I can utilize in the most amount of places, which will save me the most of time. Most time, essentially, because I don't have to post it or create unique content, completely unique, in every single spot. I can do a video that I can edit, re-edit, switch around, and kind of tweak. The challenge is you have vertical video that's 5 minutes on Instagram TV, and then, but that vertical video, you have to reformat it and make it horizontal. So if I do text overlays, I have to change it all. It's just time. It's just time. And right now, I feel like this is the point where I'm producing so much, and I have the ability to produce so much. It's really like, okay, I almost, instead of blasting my stuff everywhere, I almost have to just slow down and blast it in less places. The opposite of what my instinct is, because where does this road go? Where does this fucking road go? It's Instagram TV, and then Instagram stories, and Snapchat, and then it's Instagram newsfeed, and then it's Facebook, the live cast, Facebook other content. Then there's also pictures, there's Twitter, there's the blog, there's Swolenormous X, there's my private Facebook community. There's all these different aspects. There's my Messenger, my daily Swole Club list. There's a lot of different places for content. And it's not going to get less. I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and 3 of those things are going to be gone. If anything, there's going to be more places, more things to do. So instead of going thin in so many places, I really want to go deeper. I want to go deeper with a couple. That's why I want to go deeper with the show. I want to go deeper with the Daily Swole. I want to go deeper with that content. And that is what's special to me. I want to go deeper with a few things. That way it will create more value, and then I can distribute that in more places. I'm thinking of doing little clips on Instagram TV. Why should I create new videos for Instagram TV? I should be just doing stuff that I do on the Daily Swole. I've just been thinking about that, just posting clips, 5-minute clips on IGTV. Why am I creating a new vlog sitting there talking to the camera? I got so much shit. I want to bring attention to the show, to the Daily Swole, the podcast. I want to bring more people to the podcast, because more and more the shift is happening. Things are going to be happening more and more without the use of our hands. We're still holding phones, but it's becoming more audio. It's becoming more in the ears. It's becoming more or word activated, like with Alexa and Google Home and Siri. Everything is going to be more vocal and less hands, more hands off. And audio is the ultimate hands off. You could say something and then you hear it back. And you're going to start saying something and you'll see it on a screen. And you can even talk to your phone, but talking and listening is the easiest thing. It's the easiest thing. Watching is great too, but watching takes your time because you have to be there to watch. You can't go walk the dog and sit at home and watch the show at the same time. You have to walk the dog and then come back and sit down. What about walking the dog and listening? It just, the more time you can save, the better it's going to be. So I'm really making a push for everyone to come here for the audio experience, for everyone to go to the podcast, you know, the other podcast, the Daily Swole podcast, and listen to the content and get it in the ear holes, right? Get in the ear holes. I think that's really the future. The future is anything with saving time and helping people be the most efficient and as efficient as possible. So that's the real future. And I am just here to be a part of that and to share that. So yeah, so that's that. And this is, what is it today? Tuesday around 3:00. So this will be a little Swole World for a day or two. And part of me is still debating whether I want to call it Swole World. I'm just doing little clips, or should the audio experience just be this clip? Like one podcast is boom, this clip. I'm debating whether I want to continue the Swole World or if I just want to do little five-minute posts. I think it's kind of cool that I'm doing it in the Swole World fashion. If I have one topic or one thing I want to say or a throwback, I like it because if I post, let's say, a throwback episode of the Daily Swole, it doesn't get like lost in the mix. I'm not like blasting a bunch of like little mini little posts. It kind of collaborates all these different 5-minute posts throughout the day. So then you still get a 30-minute podcast. And there's kind of telling a story, right? Throughout the day or 1 or 2 days, you kind of get a little bit of a dialogue, right? I'm coming back after the workout. You heard me work out. Now I'm after the workout. So I think I'll just keep it with the Swole World, because then I'll group all these little mini things together. If I have something separate I want to talk about, or a separate interview or a separate thing, then I'll post it there. So I just see, and that's why the audio helps me. Because it helps me telling you right now, telling you that you, whoever you are listening, telling you, I just help myself think it through. So I am doing the right thing. And the more you think about whether or not you're doing the right thing, the more you think about it, the more time you waste. So less thinking, more doing. So if you're listening to this right now, fucking go do something. I'm going to get my pump on. Peace. Just finished legs. It was a juicy one today. Good workout. I didn't go crazy with the volume. I actually went... Hold on, I gotta put up my window thing. Can't have a hot fucking car in Florida. Well, it's gonna be hot regardless, but I gotta try to minimize that shit. Anyway, so I did legs, and I didn't do a ton of volume. I went hard, moderate with the weight. Once I started getting a real, like, hard pump and tight, I kind of cut it down because I didn't want to cramp up, or, you know, probably a little dehydrated still from the trip. And legs are always a point of contention for me because I tend to go so hard. Anytime you're doing a lower body workout, anytime you're doing legs or of that sort, you are stressing the body because it's trying to pump blood and get nutrients down to the legs. And, you know, anytime you're doing a lower body session, since they're so large as well, it's more challenging for the body, you know, to clean out the acidity and circulate the blood against gravity, blah, blah, blah. So all that stuff being said, I didn't want to push to the point of cramping. I didn't want to pull a muscle. I didn't want to irritate my knees or anything like that. Legs, you always got to be careful because that's usually the first area to go with people. You fuck your knees up, you hurt your back. And since I've been on a plane and been kind of stiff the last couple days just from traveling and things of that nature, lack of sleep, I didn't want to overdo it. But I had a great workout. Feel great. Did calves too. Feel pumped, feel tight, feel right. And now I'm heading upstairs to do the podcast. Got a live call tonight. So it's going to be a hell of an episode. I'm going to smash some watermelon and then just go right into it. So if you're listening to this, chances are you're going to hear that before this. So I hope you enjoyed it. And if not, go check it out. Make sure you definitely go over and check out the Daily Swole podcast. Honestly, just the content is amazing. The content has been exceptionally good. And I've been getting such amazing feedback with people loving the live calls. That's going to happen a lot more. So those exercise breakdowns, nutrition, of course, and also the live calls are going to be increasing in frequency. So I think right now I've got a really good sweep, really good coverage in terms of content, the detail of that content, the value of that content. And now it's just a matter of doing some other business development things behind the scenes, working on getting a partnership to provide my community with discounts on grass-fed beef bones and so you can make your own broth and all the things I always talk about. I've been holding back essentially on promoting because I wanted to set something up where I can hook you all up before I start blabbering about where I get my stuff from. So you're gonna hear more about that hopefully as that gets underway. And yeah, just looking forward to, just got a little package from Amazon. Anyway, looking forward to all the new stuff I'm doing. I'm feeling good about everything, feeling like I'm hitting a good flow and have a good idea of what I should be doing in terms of the direction of my content and the flow, which has always been the challenge, is how many things I can do at the same time. Am I providing quality at all those places, or am I just posting shit everywhere and it's becoming a quantity over quality thing, which I never wanted to happen? So I'm kind of pulling the reins a little bit, slowing things down, making sure that I'm on point with the quality, and now I'm just taking it further. And, you know, of course, here I'm going to be giving you all the updates and giving you some more insights behind the scenes. So if you have any opinions or insights or things you want to share, feel free to message me. You can send me a message on Facebook. I get a lot, so it's kind of hard for me to get back in time, but you can send me a message on Facebook. You can send me a message on my live chat on the website. Hey, mama. Oh, good girl. Send me a live chat on the website, soulnormousx.com. You can hit me up in an email, team@soulnormous.com. And so let's see. What time is it? About 6:30, time to drop that latest Daily Swole. So I will see you there, and I'll probably come back after and drop a little bit extra before I publish this podcast. So see you in a bit. Fam, this is the life of the Papa Swolio. Right now I'm waiting. I'm exporting episode 795. Just got off the phone, finished the episode with Connor Collins. It was great fucking episode. Great podcast, great discussion. Excellent for anyone looking to, especially for strength and to build muscle. Just the psychology behind strength building and building muscle was phenomenal. Just takes so much effort. And it's a long one, but I love the long form discussion content. It's just a great opportunity to get really deep into specific issues. So that's my passion. And it seems like everyone else is really down with that too, because you get so much content and so much knowledge from each individual person. And that's why I love doing these phone calls, because every single one of you, even those of you listening that maybe haven't been on the show, there's just so much that everyone can learn from you and so much you can learn from yourself just when you say certain things. And that's why this podcast and the audio experience and doing the Swole World episodes here really helped me, because when you say things out loud and you speak some of this shit, you realize, man, I really haven't been doing everything that I should be doing. I really haven't been doing it on point. I'm really not struggling as much as I thought I was. I'm just literally not putting enough effort into it. I'm literally not doing the things that I should be doing at a basic level. And then you have this revelation And then things change, and then you make that difference, you make those adjustments. So right now, hey, good, it exported. That's a big part of my life, fam. That's a big part of my life, is waiting for things to export. I swear to you, it's a huge part of what I do. I wonder how much time, my goodness, how much time I've spent fucking exporting. Like, literally, I always feel like I'm exporting. It's just nonstop, the endless Papa Swole and the endless export. I feel like it's a kid's book, Papa Swole and the export that just wouldn't export. So right now I'm going to uploading this, publish new episode, choose file to upload. I shall. So I'm going to get this up right now, and then I'm going to take the dog for a walk, and then finally I'll get to fucking eat dinner. But I had a sweet potato and some watermelon right when I got home. So I made it through the podcast. Going to go have another sweet potato and drink a ton of water when I walk this little bee. She ready to go? Oh, she's looking at me like, ooh, you said the word. So I'm going to go do that. And maybe I'll catch you all later for the nightcap. Peace. Yes, I know I didn't post this podcast yet. This is spanning over a couple days. I've been a filthy slut with content lately and been doing a ton of phone calls and long-form podcasts. Today was 796, and it was with Luke Kempin, and he's from the UK, so international swole gains today. And what's super cool about these phone calls is a lot of them are the first time I've ever spoken to these people. And the podcasts are fire. It's amazing. And one thing that I always like to reiterate to people is the intelligence of your audience just far surpasses anything you think. So don't dumb your shit down. Don't talk to people as if they're dumb, because people you've never met, just first conversations are just brilliant and great insights. And every time I have one of these long form conversations and do the podcast, I learn so much about myself. I learn so much about other people, and especially learning a lot of stuff about my audience, because, for example, Luke and yesterday Connor, these are people in my audience. These are people in my community, in my private community. I'm Swolenormous X. They're both members and they're new members. And it's just it's great to have these touch points and this ability to go into this long, deep discussion rather than just a couple messages in an email or something like that. So never underestimate the ability to learn from other people, regardless of who they are, where they are, and what kind of relationship and how much depth of relationship you have with those people. So I'm about to walk into the gym and get my pump on. It's arm day. I'm going to do some shoulders and arms. Already kind of sore from my chest and back workout because I didn't work out much last week, so I'm already kind of banged up, but I'm going to get this done, and I really, really hope, and I tentatively promise to get this podcast up tonight. So it's going to span a couple days, so you all are going to have a nice blend of things to listen to once this gets uploaded. So I'll hit you guys up after the workout. What up, man? What?
You saw that message?
Was that you too?
That was both of you?
Because I saw that, and I completely forgot about the whole joke.
He said the same thing. He was like, you probably would have said
I completely forgot. I'm like, who is this guy? And then he told me after. He texted me. I'm like, dude, I missed it. I missed the opportunity. Hi. Ooh, un toalla. Muchísimas gracias. All right, fam-wise, I'm leaving the gym now. I had a great fucking arm workout. I did what I start with. I started with easy bar curls and triceps extension, skull crushers on incline, and I also did prone press, and then some modified prone press too. I went with a lower incline. I kept it to 5 pounds. I did some prone scaptions as well. I also went into, after doing that for a while, I went into some overhead rope extensions, and I really love that shoulder flex position with my arms more overhead so I can get the long head of the triceps more involved. And I also did concentration curls and posterior deltoid. I did some isometrics, did some pulses. So I really did a lot of volume and a lot of reps. I went pretty heavy on biceps and I went pretty heavy on triceps extensions. I try not to do too many sets with heavy. I pick one exercise and go heavier, and then I'll just flush the rest with isometrics, eccentrics, and volume with more lighter weight, just to really pump the muscles and just get fucking as much blood and as much just absolutely yokeness if that makes sense. It probably doesn't, because it's not scientific at all, into the muscles. And then I finish up with some forearms. So all in all, great workout. Didn't do, again, a ton of volume because it's my first arm workout in a while. Over a week, first time. Well, I did some arms during the total body workout when I was in Ohio, but because I haven't done a set arm workout, gotta go easy on the volume, gotta go easy on how much I'm doing so I'm not absolutely fucking crippled. That's one of the worst things that can happen, is you come back from a vacation trying to do the same shit you did when you left, and you end up just getting too sore, start cramping up, and really bang yourself up too much. So less is always more, and in this case, it was just a great workout. I'm gonna be fucking sore as shit, but I'm not gonna be crippled, and I'll be back to my normal routine after probably tomorrow. I'll take a day off, do more yoga, do more foam rolling, and do a recovery day, and then get back into the normal flow again after that. One more thing, I had an amazing Daily Swole today. I mentioned that in the last little snippet. So those of you that have not yet checked out 796, go do so. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this, you can also find it. Great episode with Luke Kempin from across the pond in the UK. And it really got into strength training, some form with deadlifts and barbell rows. And I'm heading back now. I just posted a great video on Instagram and Facebook about not giving a fuck what anyone thinks. And if you haven't checked that out yet too, I highly recommend it. I think I'm going to shut this episode down and post it so you all have something to listen to, because I've been holding out on you for the last couple days. And next time, I'll probably be posting some other interviews, some other calls I've done that weren't on the Daily Swole, and some other throwback episodes, because tomorrow's Throwback Thursday, so I'll probably be throwing up some other shit on there as well. And I'll probably actually also take the audio from the last post that I made on Facebook and Instagram and rip it and put it right here on the experience, because like I mentioned, this playlist, this podcast, the Swolenormous audio experience, is for all my content that I possibly can put in audio. I will put in audio. So tomorrow I'm going to be loading up a lot of shit. So I hope you enjoy this. Hope you enjoyed episode 9. This spans a couple days, and I'll see you real soon, fam. Peace out.